we wanted to bring in all of the communities that have a long history in the agricultural industry in Mackay, in the sugarcane industry.
A lot of the farmers that call themselves regenerative agriculture practitioners that we've been working with here in Mackay are interested in reaching back to the old ways that things were done, as well as bringing the best of contemporary methods with them. And the difference being this focus on soil health and environmental issues in their work. And the connection that we're trying to make is to respect and honour the traditions that these three communities, the Maltese, Italian and South Sea Islander communities, have in building the sugarcane industry in the Mackay region.
The Maltese and the South Sea Islander community were integral in the early days of cane farming in our region. Stara, tell me stories that you've heard. Where did it start for you when it came to cane farming?
Where did it start for me? It would have been after school. I was sent into the paddock with a cane knife to cut some plants. Apparently, I wasn't bending my back lowered up.
I cut them too high,
and Dad just sort of said, out you get, and stuck me with the stripping the cane, which is the hot worst job you can ever get. This project, you know, it's been 2 years in the making, so we went from virgin soil to legumes, a winter crop, and then sugarcane and sunflowers.
And so we're not going to let you cut it, though, because you cut it too high.
Oh, yeah. I think that what we was the cane knife around. I'm a little bit dangerous with a cane knife these days.
But it's interesting. When you have a look now and you hold a cane knife and, you know, you might chop a piece off here and there, do you ever think back to the fact that you did that all day long and wonder how on earth you were physically able to do it?
How they were physically, you know, able to, our older generation and that, you know, the hardship they would have put up with, you know, in the cane fields, you know, that's all they had was just cane in front of them, and, you know, it had to be harvested. And at that time, you know, it was all labour, all manual labour. Interesting you said about that with holding a cane off and that there the other day. We went sightseeing the other day looking for sites, and I'm going through the scrub with the cane knife ready to hack my way through the bush, and I was wondering why the trees weren't falling down, and I had a look and I said, oh, I've got the blade around the wrong way.
The Maltese community, of course, anyone who is from the region knows that, you know, basically built the cane industry in the region. And Carmel, through the years involved in the cane industry, you must have just seen some changes.
Oh, definitely. I'm Maltese background. My husband's Italian, so hence I ride the fence